In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Isaiah writes, "Come to the mountain of the house of the Lord. The word of the Lord shall come from Jerusalem, and he shall judge between the nations. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." And as Jesus enters into Jerusalem, and as we enter into the new church year of Advent, the crowds were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." "Who is this?" the crowd said. "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. That has never happened before. I can guarantee you, you are never going to forget this sermon. So this better be good. I mean me. I better be good. Wow. Okay. Where do I begin? Okay. As the light has just come on, the light comes on for us in Advent. Jesus, your King, came, is coming, and he will come. It's an Advent. It's not yet Christmas. As we are awaiting Jesus' second coming at the last day, during Advent, we are awaiting the celebration of his first coming at Christmas. You wouldn't get this impression from the world, because the world skips Advent and goes right to Christmas. The world doesn't really want this truth of Jesus in human flesh coming to die for us. The world just wants a good party and a bunch of presents, and so it just skips Advent and goes to Christmas. And since I'm a musician and I love music, all this Christmas music is playing so much that by the time I get to Christmas Eve, I'm almost sick of Christmas music because it's been playing nonstop. But we in the church recognize that this is the first Sunday in Advent. As the vicar explained to the children, a new church year begins with the season of Advent, which is a penitential time of year, thus the color purple, reminding us of a penitential heart preparing ourselves for the celebration of Christmas. And what I love about the church year is that the church year, which begins today, takes our lives, the saved children of God, and shapes us by the life of the Savior. The saved are shaped by the life of the Savior. What do I mean? There are many things in our lives that shape us into who we are. Our family, our careers, sports that we follow, entertainment, the arts, music, painting, our own talents and abilities. These are gifts that God gives us, and they will shape us in many ways. But today we see how Jesus shapes us by his life. This one who would be born of the Virgin Mary, who would be born to die upon the cross and be risen from the dead, this Jesus, his life shapes us as we now in Advent prepare our hearts for Christmas. And so I briefly want to explain the three ways in which Jesus our King comes to us. Jesus the King came the first time at Bethlehem in Jerusalem. Jesus comes today in word and sacrament. Jesus will come on the last day as judge and savior. Jesus came, he comes, and he will come in the name of the Lord. And the Lord Jesus wants to shape your life like unto his life, rather than the world molding you into its image. Let Jesus mold you into his image. On this first Sunday in Advent, because we walk in the light of the Lord, the one who came the first time at Bethlehem in Jerusalem. The Matthew who writes the account of the gospel lesson today of Jesus entering in on Palm Sunday to the cries, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, is the same Matthew who also wrote at the beginning of his gospel the birth narrative of Jesus' incarnation and his birth. Matthew will talk about how Jesus would come the first time at Bethlehem because the angel spoke to Joseph in a dream, told him not to be afraid to take Mary as his betrothed wife, though she was pregnant, because this pregnancy was by the Holy Spirit. She had conceived in her womb by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. This virgin in the city of Nazareth has the baby Jesus in her womb, who will soon be laid in a manger. And the stepfather Joseph, the humble carpenter, is to take care of this holy family. Jesus' incarnation coming in the flesh, his birth then later at Bethlehem, is how he came at the first time. Then Jesus, as he comes into Jerusalem in that first appearing here on earth as human flesh, as he's now 33 years old and has completed his ministry and is about to go to his death, Jesus on Palm Sunday as the Lord Yahweh, the King of Kings, Jesus, Yeshua, Savior, comes as the Son of David. The Messiah had to come from the line of David. They cry out, the Son of David has come in the name of the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Because now the highest has come to earth in the person of Jesus, who was conceived in Nazareth and born in Bethlehem. It's amazing how similar the words of Palm Sunday are to Christmas Eve. Glory to God in the highest. Hosanna. Praise be to God in the highest heavens, who has now come here to earth. Jesus came the first time at Bethlehem in Jerusalem to be born, to die, to be buried. He who was risen from the dead has covered us with his righteousness. He came to earth for you and for me. He was born, he was crucified and raised for us and for our salvation. In his blood, we're declared righteous and holy. We are covered with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, earned for us on the cross. That is why he came the first time at Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Secondly, however, he still comes to us today in word and sacrament. And here we heed the words of St. Paul in Romans, where he says, the time has come, the hour is now. Wake up from sleep. Salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Because he comes to us in the preaching of the word and in our baptism, in hearing the word of absolution and the reception of Holy Communion, Paul is saying he is coming to you now. Wake up from your sleep. Wake up from spiritual slumber. Here, Paul is reminding us that the world will often try to drag us down into the snares that the world lays for us. But he says the night is gone. The day is at hand. Cast off the works of darkness. And in a beautiful phrase says, walk properly as in daytime. Put on the armor of light. Isn't that an amazing picture? Picture a soldier dressed in armor and it's lit up. It's armor of light. The light is emanating from the armor. What he's referring to here is the reality that we have in our baptism. That right now the kingdom of God has come to you in your baptism. Yes, your baptism was a past event. You were baptized. But right now your baptism is a present reality. I am baptized. A pastor spoke your name, first, middle, and last name, and placed the triune name God, the Father, triune name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit upon you. And you were made God's child, the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Your baptismal identity is who you are. When asked who you are, you say, I am a baptized Christian, a saint in the righteousness of Christ. But because that kingdom comes to us now, we have to fight this battle every day. Paul said, the works of the old Adam, orgies, drunkenness, sexual immorality, sensuality, quarreling and jealousy, these must be drowned. They must die. And the new man comes forth. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh. In other words, pursue godly desires because you've put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a white robe on. It's covering up my black shirt. The righteousness of Christ, the armor of light, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ in your baptism. The picture of a white robe that covers you is what the saints wear in heaven. Therefore, right now, the kingdom of God has come to you as you remember each day, I am a baptized Christian, may I put on the Lord Jesus Christ today. And then lastly, he who came, he who comes, will come on the last day as judge and savior. Isaiah the prophet pictures this last day. It shall come to pass in the latter day. The mountain of the house of the Lord will be lifted up, and people will flow to it, and all the nations shall come to it. We are in the last days. Throughout history, the Old Testament believers waited for Messiah to come, and Messiah came, born in Bethlehem. The apostles, ever since the day of Pentecost, proclaimed that he is the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. The preaching of the gospel goes to all the ends of the earth. And ever since Pentecost, we have been in the last days. But the last day itself has not yet happened. When the Lord Jesus Christ returns upon the clouds of heaven, it will be Judgment Day, Resurrection Day, the last day. The house of the God of Jacob will be lifted up, that Mount Zion, the new heavens and the new earth. For the Jesus who was crucified at Zion at Calvary will now come on the last day in glory and bring forth the true Mount Zion, the new heavens and the new earth, the heavenly mountain, and he will judge between the nations and decide among the peoples. That great separation of the goats, the unbelievers on his left, and the sheep, the believers on his right. Hell only for those on the left who refuse to believe. Heaven for the sheep on his right. The peaceful kingdom where the lion lays down with the lamb. The swords are beaten into plowshares. The spears into pruning hooks. And there will be no more war, but only peace. That Jesus will come on the last day as judge and savior. So in conclusion, as we shout with the crowds, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Rejoice. He has come to you in your baptism. He spoke to you through absolution this morning. He's speaking now as the word is being preached, as the word was read. And as we're about to receive Holy Communion, he gives us his real body and blood under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins. God is not distant. He's not far away. He's as close as the water, as the bread, as the wine, as the sound of my voice. And because he came, he comes, and he will come on the last day, we can heed the words of the scripture today. Let Jesus, his life, shape your life. Stop letting the world mold you into its image. Let Jesus mold you into his image as we heed the words of Holy Scripture. Come, this Advent and at all times, let us walk in the light of the Lord. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.